Washington. The U.S. and Israel are hitting Iran with multiple airstrikes while rescuers pour through rubble in search of survivors.
Footage released by the Iranian Red Crescent showed the aftermath of strikes in various areas in Tehran and Qom province. Pictures showed damaged buildings and rubble and rescue workers searching to find survivors. Israel struck a key petrochemical plant at Iran's massive South Pars natural gas field and killed two Revolutionary Guard commanders on Monday, putting into question a new 45-day ceasefire proposal for Tehran and the U.S., while a strike near Islamshah, southwest of Tehran, killed at least 15 people, authorities say. I'm Charles Delezesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says, make no mistake about it, Iranians do support the war aimed at toppling the Iranian regime.
The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. And the only reason they're not out protesting, you know that, is because they were informed that if they protest, like the wrestler and his friends, if they protest, they will be shot immediately.
Reports after a harsh winter, Ukrainians finding joy in releasing bats rescued from the war.
In Ukraine, life goes on despite the war, and that includes the annual releasing of the bats. Across the country, hundreds of bats, many rescued from war-torn areas, were set free Saturday at events marking the arrival of spring. At this nature park on the edge of Kyiv, children and volunteers delighted in watching bats fly into the night sky. Anastasia Volk, a volunteer at the Ukrainian Bat Rehabilitation Center, says preserving these endangered animals is crucial. All 28 bat species in Ukraine are protected due to declining populations. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A dubious honor for Mark Zuckerberg.
Every year, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation puts out its Dirty Dozen list, 12 companies it blames for contributing to exploitation. This year, the list contains 11 companies and one man. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg has been named personally by the NCSC because it says, quote, under his leadership, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have become breeding grounds for child sexual abuse, grooming, sextortion, and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship. That's causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports nearly a third of American adults say they trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor. And 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with their own private times like prayer and Bible study. This is SRN News. Savannah Guthrie has returned to NBC's Today Show for the first time since her mother's disappearance.
Good morning. Welcome to Today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Guthrie is one of morning television's most recognizable faces and has been a Today host since 2012. There's been no sign of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie since she was reported missing from her Arizona home on February 1st. Authorities continue to believe she was abducted in the middle of the night, but they have not released any new evidence in weeks. Audio courtesy of NBC News Today. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The ranks of tailors, dressmakers, and custom sewers are shrinking in the U.S., even as their skills and services are finding fresh demand. Fashion industry experts say younger shoppers are enlisting tailors and seamstresses more often to give off-the-rack purchases more of a custom fit. More at SRNnews.com.